Gerd Berjehode, hello.
Hello.
Well, first of all, tell us, how did someone living in Arctic Norway get interested in Canada in the first place?
Well, that's a good question. But of course, I studied English, and studying English means studying literature in the English language. And the classical study of English in Norway used to be studying English, British English, the Shakespearean English, and so on, and American, which meant U.S. English. And when I got started on being a proper university teacher and researcher, I started getting a bit fed up seeing that there is so much more to literature in the English language than just the U.S. and Britain. So I started taking an interest in that, and then I have been involved in, well, not only Canadian literature, but other parts of the English-speaking world, like what is sometimes called post-colonial literature. So, and then, of course, I was reading books, getting to review books every now and then, books translated into Norwegian in the 1980s and 1990s. And I remember, I think it must have been Margaret Lawrence, who was the first writer that came to my attention as being a Canadian writer. And I was so fascinated with her writing. And I think it started from there.
And if you think back, do you remember what it was about Margaret Lawrence that resonated with you so much?
Well, I think that she is a wonderful storyteller, for one thing. But I think it was also her interest, for instance, in identity. And I mean, I'm thinking of the novel called The Diviners, which is, among many other things, about Métis identity and the many different ethnic backgrounds that people in Canada may have. And I thought that was fascinating.
And so you've had this career teaching literature, being very engaged with literature out of Canada. Tell us about where the idea to prepare a book came from. What did you want to get at? And you know, what was the impetus for actually taking on something like this?
Well, when I've been going to conferences on Canadian literature and so on, which I have over the years, of course, I realized that there are so many Canadian specialists on Canada and Canadian literature. So it's very hard to be coming in from the outside to really make a difference from that perspective. But so I was thinking that since I'm now retired, I really wanted to make an effort to draw the attention of Norwegians to what Canada has to offer. I have this sense, this feeling that Norwegians, we know so much more about the United States. It always sort of, it puts up a sort of shadow. So people don't see Canada, and they tend to think of Canada as just the same as the USA, which really I felt was not right. So I think that has been an extra impetus to me to show Norwegians that this is a country and a culture that we have a lot in common with in Norway and that people should know more about. And now I'm talking as if I'm a tourist agent as well, because I am trying to talk Norwegians into visiting Canada as well and finding out for themselves how much there is to see and to learn from, really.
And I understand the book is going to be looking at various aspects of Canada, including culture, history, and the like. Tell us about the kind of research that you had to undertake to put the material together.
Well, I mean, some of the research, I mean, is still going on, like some of the historical perspectives on Canadian development and so on. And of course, I do have a degree in history as well, which helps. And so does my husband, who is going to do part of the work on some of the political system and some of the, well, let's say the ways of the industries, all the various kinds of industries and so on that make up the Canadian economy and so on. So, I mean, some of this is not going to be based on research, obviously. It's going to be a presentation, an attempt to present as many aspects of Canada as possible. But my main emphasis will be on literature, and literature as a way of getting to know and understand at least better a culture and a country, because I do think that literature is a wonderful way of at least beginning to understand how people in a different climate or in a different world act and think and so on.
And we touched on my next question a little bit earlier, but I thought we could just drill down. You know, when you talked about how you wanted to sort of bring this to a Norwegian audience, you know, the United States is a huge country, economic, cultural powerhouse. Canada is relatively small. Why do you want the Norwegian audience to be exposed to Canada's culture and literature and history?
Well, that's some of us do want to have a bit more, get more nuances into how people understand the world. And I do think that Canada in so many ways represents an interesting alternative to the way one organizes a society or a system and so on. And I also think that the way Canadians are, they are challenged all the time to keep the North in sight, as you're doing in your program. I notice that this is very important in Canada, and I think that is something that is really going to be intriguing to Norwegian readers.
And you know, if we look at literature or the national literature, are there any similarities that you see between the Norwegian canon and the Canadian canon in terms of, you know, how landscape is featured in fiction?
Yeah, I do think so. I think that it's a very interesting parallel in the sense that the relationship between landscape and human beings, and for instance, particularly this conflict or contrast between urban life and rural life, and moving from the rural life into the city and so on, and the challenges that represents. So of course, these are in some ways general trends that you can find in many countries, but I found some, I think some, they're really interesting parallels there in the literature.
Where are you now with the book? Have you chosen a title yet?
Well, yes, my working title is fairly simple for the time being. It's Oh Canada. So we'll see, but it will have a subtitle, obviously. But it's not like Oh Canada, but it's Oh Canada, like in the national anthem, expressing awe and admiration and so on.
And we're almost out of time, but I didn't want to say goodbye before we could get to just one last question. The book won't be out till probably around 2017. In the meantime, I'd like to leave our listeners, whether they're in Norway or somewhere else, but we can focus on Norwegians. If you had to recommend three Canadian writers or three Canadian books to, you know, a Norwegian reader in order to better understand Canada, what would be your top three?
Well, it's very, very hard, as I was saying. But I think that the one that I did mention already, Margaret Lawrence, she writes these Manawaka novels, five of them. But, of course, The Diviners is just a tremendous novel, I think. Then I think I would recommend somebody who I got to know actually this summer, that's from Newfoundland by Bernice Morgan, the novel called Waiting for Time, and also the one called Random Passage, which is actually a historical novel about several generations of Newfoundlanders coming from England and settling in Newfoundland and trying to make do from the early 18th century, early 19th century onwards and so on. And such a wonderful story. This is two volumes then. So, and then I should, It's very hard. Of course, the one writer that I've spent the most time studying over the years is Margaret Atwood, obviously. So she is, in a way, impossible to escape if you're talking about Canadian literature. But, of course, she writes very much about the world as such, too. So if you don't mind me, I think I'd like to mention somebody who I've loved reading recently, and that's from the Prairies, Robert Crutch, whose novel Badlands was so fascinating that we had to go and see the Badlands this autumn when I was in Canada. But that just said something about how the history of the country comes into the literature, but also how the landscape makes it extremely, extremely varying. I mean, so much variation in the stories that are told, and often how the history comes into the stories as well. So,
well, that's quite a list. It also covers different regions of Canada, different subject matter. It's a great list.
Yeah, well, in fact, that's one of my aims, in fact, in the book, is I do want to try and show how different parts of the country have different writers who focus on different things, but who all, well, most of them are wonderful in different ways. So I now feel very guilty about not having mentioned several other writers, actually, but there you are.
Well, Gerd Behrde, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today from Tromsø, Norway.
Well, thank you for asking me and talking to me.